Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov is in South Africa for talks. He's meeting with the foreign minister Naledi Pandor in Pretoria. Last week, South Africa's military announced plans to hold joint military exercises off its coasts with China and Russia. South Africa is among the countries that abstained from voting in the United Nations to condemn Moscow's annexations of Ukrainian regions last year.
We are all in favor of peaceful resolution of disputes, and will be always ready to discuss negotiated solution to any conflict on earth. In September, President Zelensky signed a decree prohibiting all Ukrainian officials to negotiate on anything with the Russian Federation. So I believe it is absolutely obvious as regards the origin of the problem of lack of negotiations.
Our sincere wish that the conflict currently between Russia and Ukraine will soon be brought to a peaceful end through diplomacy and negotiation, as we believe this is the desire of all of us in the globe.
Live to Al Jazeera's Famida Miller, who's in Pretoria for us. Tell us more about what's been said, Famida, there, and how significant this visit to South Africa is for the Russian foreign minister.
Well, it was a very, very short opening remarks from both foreign ministers of South Africa and Russia. But even within that time, they immediately addressed the issue of Ukraine and Russia's role in that. And that, as we'd heard there from Mr. Lavrov, that Russia was willing to negotiate, at least come to a negotiated settlement with Ukraine. And he'd also added that, however, Western colleagues, any attempt that they had made for negotiations had certainly not improved the situation. And essentially, South Africa's foreign minister, Naledi Pandor, basically reiterating the sort of sentiment in that negotiation and diplomacy is key, and that there should be alternative institutional mechanisms. These should be created to support a global peace and security. And in that regard, emphasize the role of BRICS, that bloc of countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And this is essentially where the issue of geopolitics relations come into play, and an alternative to the dominance of Western countries, where Russia has now for some time been increasingly isolated. And critics or analysts would perhaps say that the second trip in just about 9 months to Africa for the Russian foreign minister is really about trying to cement African relations, looking for allies in a place where Russia is increasingly isolated and perhaps wants to validate its position in Ukraine amongst its own people, saying that we do have allies, we do have friends. And we know that looking back at UN resolutions or attempts at that in the past, that less than half of the 54 African nations had wanted to vote in favor of condemning Russia's actions in Ukraine. 17 of those African countries had in fact abstained entirely, including South Africa. South Africa has faced some criticism around its relationship with Russia and perhaps having abstained from those UN resolutions, or at least voting. And, for example, from opposition parties here in South Africa, and also the Ukrainian President Zelensky saying that abstaining and not having anything to say is basically trying to abstain between life and death. And this wasn't a principled position. And at this point, we've got Russia saying the exact opposite. It appreciates what it calls a principled position by South Africa. So while these two countries have said that this is about bilateral talks, we know very much it's about Russia wanting to potentially change the playing field, cement these relationships in Africa at a time when it's facing increasing isolation in the West.
Thank you for that. Famida Miller live there in Pretoria.